Yer, I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
The New York Knicks.
Here's David Stern
for
with the announcer.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50, and he's got it. Back to back 50 point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three.
Johnson cuts left, now fires a three, it is good, and he's fouled, it counts, and he is fouled.
Barrett drives down, and this time finishes with a third.
Year, what is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of
Knicks Anonymous. Episode 55.
Number 55. Welcome back, New York, man. To another great...
I wouldn't say great. It wasn't a good week.
It's always a great day here, man.
But it was a great day. I'm just saying it was a great week for the Knicks.
That's a fact. But it's always a great time in Knicks Anonymous, man. I enjoy being here. Whether, you know, wins or losses, I feel like, you know, the bad makes the good even better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're in the bad right now.
Yeah, well, not excluding today's win, but, you know, yeah. It was a pretty ugly week.
Really? Don't be so gloom and doom, man.
What?
Don't be so gloom and doom. Wake up, man.
I'm awake. I'm just being honest.
I know.
I'm just being honest.
It fucking sucks. I'm doing my best, bro. I'm sorry. Usually I'm the negative one.
Oh, I'm not being negative. I'm being honest.
No, I know. But like, I'm trying to keep the hype up, man. But shout out to the Knicks Anonymous family.
Yeah, big shout out to y'all.
We love you guys. Thank you for spending another day with us.
Yeah. Not a day. About an hour and some change.
Hour.
Maybe less.
Wherever you may be. So, let's just get right into this, man. Actually, you know what? Do your thing, bro.
Yeah, follow us at Knicks Anonymous on Instagram. You can find us on platforms such as Amazon Music, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Breaker. If worst come to worst, Google us and we're that top search status. You can find us. We are not hard to find.
Thank you for that, Steven, for that very educational note. One thing for sure. Oh, also, shout out to the past, present, and future. We got to now include that
every
into...
Time. Yeah, shout out to past, present, and future.
Shout out to past, present, and future. You can find that exclusively on...
Shout out to Trippy OG and Schmitty.
Facts. You could find it exclusively on YouTube. Shout out to the merch coming soon, as we always say.
Yeah, man.
Believe in us. And trust in us. Again, I hope everybody's having a positive, blessed week. But
it's hard. It's hard trying to come up with some drip, man.
Yo, and now with the CDC requirements, they're getting like they're getting crazy. I don't want to get into it, but
yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
You know what I'm saying?
Just know it's hard coming up with some drip, man.
I guess we'll get it done though.
Clothing. Oh yeah, I'm not saying we're not. I'm just saying it's hard. I feel for clothing designers. Not that we're gonna be designing anything crazy, but like you know. For the ones who do design crazy stuff, I feel for y'all. Must be hard work.
It must. So let's get into this, bro. How you want to get into this? How you want to do this?
Hey, we're going to start it off with a light it or clip that today. Again, it's only one. It's usually more than one.
Still no intro.
But today it's only one. And I'm bringing this up because a lot of people have been criticizing his rotations and lack thereof. So, without further ado, light it or clip that. Should Tom Thibodeau be on the hot seat? I'll ask again, light it or clip that. Should Tom Thibodeau be on the hot seat?
Okay, what kind of hot seat? Just hot seat in general?
Yeah, just in general.
Okay. I'm gonna be in the middle.
I'm lighting and clipping?
And clipping, yes.
You're taking a few puffs and
just
then saving,
like, saving
it for later? Okay,
yeah.
Copy. Gotcha.
Like after I eat.
Yeah, I forgot. I didn't explain the rules of light it or clip that. So before you get into that, light it or clip that is a question segment where we answer light it for yes, clip that for no, and as you just heard, there are some answers in between. just to get that out there. Now go ahead, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm in between because I feel like, I guess. Actually, you know what? Because the hot seat's actually pretty serious. It's not just like.
All right. Like, all right, so you're basically saying his seat is kind of warm at the moment.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't say, like, extremely hot, but, like, it's warming up. It's definitely warming up. Because look at what happened today. You know, Randle kind of popped off. You know what I'm saying? So, you can't be mad at him now for not fixing the rotation?
He was in his bag. Can't even lie. Julius Randle was in his bag.
You know what I'm saying? So, I think it's more on the player than it is on the coach. I think Randle is putting him in a very tough position. But as a coach, he has to take responsibility for the fact that if your player is doing bad, you got to switch out for another. At least in my opinion. You feel me? Because to let Randle finish a game going 4 points in the, what was it, Pelicans game?
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I feel like, you know, you got to, there's got to be change. You know, you got to.
Wow, that was fitting.
That was completely by accident.
But it went with it. That's funny.
That was completely by accident.
That was pretty cool though. it went with what you were saying. That was cool.
But no, okay. So okay. But for real, like he needs to. I feel everybody's pain on like. Being situational, but we knew this, you know, it's kind of something we knew already. It's just starting to actually stick out and stick us in the butt now. You feel me?
Yeah,
I do. So,
boo this.
Yeah, boo this.
That was funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, but then again, okay, you got to give credit to the coaches for something, you know. At the end of the day, I'm not saying we're dumb or anything, there are very intelligent Knicks fans. And they have a lot of information. But these guys, these coaches and staff are there for a reason.
Truth.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're not dumb either. You know, they do this. So, sometimes they see things that we don't. Even though it... Because look at today. You know, if they would have changed it, would Randle have been able to pop? Well, you know, it's kind of... It's hard. It's hard for Tibbs, man. I'm not going to lie. I think it's Julius's fault.
Yeah. I could dig it.
I know I kind of went off there for a second.
That's okay. But. No, that's the point of light. I didn't clip that. You're supposed to... Yeah, that's it. You're supposed to get that off your chest.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's...
Hard clip for me, though.
Oh, yeah?
Hard clip. Hell yeah. No hot seat for Tom Thibodeau at all. Not saying he shouldn't get criticism. Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. That's what I was trying to see. Like I think all coaches should be, like, subjected to criticism at
Well, everybody. Well, everybody in the NBA is subjected to criticism, whether you like it or not. You're on television. So, yeah. Anybody on television is subjected to more criticism than most. As far as Tibbs go, nah, hell no. Not even warm. Sorry. Now, if we go into next year, make changes, we still have the same problems, then you warm that seat up a little bit. For now, Tibbs is good. You coming off Coach of the Year season. And not for nothing, and just to throw this out there, this week, a lot of the media was saying, you know, this was a rock bottom, especially for the Pelicans game. Like, oh, this is rock bottom for the Knicks. This, and bro, this is not rock bottom.
It's
for
not
the
rock
Knicks, bro.
Bottom.
Not even close, bro.
But it was bad.
It was bad, but this is not rock bottom, bro. Have y'all forgotten where we've been? You know, like, do you really want me to tell you? You want us to go back?
No, go. Do it. Let's go there. Go.
Do you really want us? No, I'd rather not, because that'll open up a whole can of worms. But let's be real, y'all. We've been bad for a long time.
Two words.
This is not close to rock bottom.
Fizz. Dale.
I wouldn't even say that's pretty close. That was bad. That was very bad.
Where are you going to go?
Where would I go? I would say Phil Jackson's first year.
Ooh,
that was terrible.
That's a good one.
That was terrible.
That's a good one.
That's rock bottom.
Yeah.
And it was done on purpose. That's the thing. He was tanking that year. And it was purpose rock bottom. And we ain't even win the lottery.
But actually, that turned out to actually be a pretty good thing for us.
Temporarily, because we got Porzingis. No, actually, no. We got Porzingis. We traded Porzingis, and we still eating off that. So, yeah, that ended up being a good thing.
Yes.
But that was still rock bottom, though. That was a terrible year. That's when Lua Munson was one of our big players.
Oh, God.
Remember Lua Munson?
No.
Did she exactly?
No.
That's how bad that year was, bro. So, no. Tibbs' seat should not even should stay cool. We cannot do the coaching carousel thing. Remember, y'all, on average, we change coaches, especially last decade, every 2 years.
So it's coming.
So we're not doing that. Yeah. This is year two. His seat is still good to me. And again, coach of the year last year.
So you know what? That's what I'll back on that. No hot seat. I'll just say he's open for criticism.
I'm cool with that.
Can I actually add another lighter clip it to your segment?
Sure. Right. If it stretches the segment out, why not?
The first ever
LJ lighter the clip.
LJ lighter the clip that I've invaded your game, Steve.
Well, I wouldn't say you invaded it. I let you win.
Alright, good luck.
Now if I would have said no and then you did it, that's invading it. But go ahead, I'm curious to see where you're going.
Because we were talking about media and stuff.
Okay.
Lighter the clip that. Do you believe Julius Randle was going about this whole media thing the right way? Or do you think has he been presenting himself?
Well, that's more of the Knicks, not Julius Randle. You're talking about them keeping him out of interviews post-game.
Yes.
Okay, so that's...
Can I tell you what I believe, though? Not to really start anything, but...
Okay.
I think Julius Randle just didn't want to speak to the media.
Yeah.
So the Knicks kind of took the blame for it so he wouldn't get fined. Which as an organization, I guess I could respect that, to protect your player. But I think that was Randle,
Well, if that was the case, then yeah, I would say he's going about that the wrong way. Because this is why you get paid the big bucks, bro. I personally don't like the media myself. Sports media, news media, political media, all that shit. But I don't want to get into that. I'm not a big fan of media. We'll just put that out there.
Neither am I. I get it. I can get why they're kind of a nuisance.
But at the same time,
it's your job. If I don't go to my job, I get fired.
You get paid the big bucks to face the media. It's part of your contract. I can credit the Knicks if what you're saying is the truth.
Then again, it's just
speculation. But since it's a lighter to clip that, let me say, I'm not even going to light it or clip that because I'm not sure. But if that's the truth, kudos to the Knicks for sticking up for their player. Because, but at the same time, you get paid the big bucks, bro. You got to face the music.
And to add a little bit of context, that fine was because he didn't show up to media six times.
Yeah, in a row.
In a row. You know what I mean? So do you think, he's as a leader, as the face of a franchise? Because Melo, I'm not gonna lie, bro, Melo.
Yeah, he faced the music.
Melo
every day.
Let's really take a look at our All Stars for a second, right? We have to.
Go. You know what I mean? This is interesting.
We dubbed the Randle an All Star.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Deservedly so.
Okay. See, deservedly so. And I agree. He showed out for real. So let's see now. Melo is one of those people, of course. How would have Melo, you can't really, it's like saying Kobe, but
How would have Melo handled? He would have faced the media. That's it. There's nothing crazy about it.
That's
nothing,
true.
Nothing deep.
That's true, New York. You can't, the whole thumbs down thing, scoring 4 points after, and then not showing up to media day, it's just a bad look. I like Julius Randle, but it's just a bad, everything right now that's happening for him is just a bad look.
Yeah, man,
if you put all those things together, that's terrible, bro. And he's shooting 21% from three.
31. That's still bad, though.
Oh, my God.
That's bad.
Put all that together, bro.
Yeah, man, I think the guy's going through a lot. But still, bro, you have to... as far as you... With the question you asked, being an example as a team leader, that's bad. We got a lot of young players. They're going to think they can skip media, if the Knicks back them up. But the Knicks might not back you up because you don't have the same pull that Randle has. He was an all-star and the most improved player. Just because you're a young piece doesn't mean we're going to give you the keys to the city. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. That's a fact. Okay. Okay. One more. Right. One more.
Oh, another lighter to clip that?
Yes.
I was only expecting one. So we're getting three today.
We're going to stick on Randle right now. Okay. Because I feel like he's been a very big topic lately.
I don't think it's that serious, personally.
It's not, but...
At least me. This is why I'm not a big fan of the media, dude. They made the whole thumbs down thing something big, and it wasn't. And it's carried over to, here, where we are now, even though we're not making a big deal of it. We're just talking about it.
Wait, you just humor me for a second.
Okay.
So, with all that attitude, right? With all that, 6 media days, you know, skipping, you know, just, you know, showing, you know, just not doing anything.
Uh-huh.
Do you think his energy, like the way he presents himself, the way he's been acting, has been kind of affecting the team in this like little stretch they had at home?
Not to it. No, not necessarily. Because from what I see from everybody else, they're still playing their game. Quickly still hustles. You know, he still does his thing. RJ's stepping up crazy. Shout out to RJ Barrett, by the way.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Everybody knows their roles, it seems like. It's just the offense isn't executing.
Yes. Again, not to throw dirt at Julius real quick, but it's starting to seem everybody kind of argues for calls a little bit more lately. I mean, Kemba...
That's true. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Kemba is a very quiet man. He got teed up two nights ago.
Yeah. It's frustration there, bro. That's all it is.
I'm not going to put it all on Randall.
I'm not going to get too deep, bro. Just frustration to me.
Okay, yeah, so here's where I'm going to go with this. I'm going to make it positive. Here's where Randall's positivity comes in as a leader, right? Because he is down at the moment, everybody around him kind of gets sucked in. Maybe not completely, but it still throws off the people around him. Because then again, the offense does revolve through him. So obviously, if he's not up to par, you know, it's going to mess around everybody around him. So, you know, the not showing up to media days, you know, not showing your face, you know, like that's not good as a leader. You got to show your face. You got to show that, you know, you're with your guys 100% and, you know, we're going to get through it because that brings up the vibe of everybody else around you.
True. It makes sense.
Feel me?
Yeah.
Hence the win today. Randall goes off and everybody else goes off with him.
So I guess we're going to start with today's game and go backwards, I assume, since you brought it up.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? We're going to get into these games. We might as well.
That was good.
Let's do that. This week, we had three games. Again, we went 1-2. We played the Timberwolves, Pelicans, and Clippers in that order. But we're going to start with the Clippers. We usually go in order, but we'll start with the Clippers today.
Okay.
We beat the Clippers 110-102. Good win today. Good win. Randall was in his bag. RJ. We need this Randall more, bro. Like, we really do. He was killing on the inside again.
Yeah, you see, bro, he was dunking on people.
Oh, that was a good dunk.
Do you
consider that a body?
Yeah, sure. He's in the area.
But it wasn't in his face, though.
Did he jump? Did he attempt to jump?
He jumped, but it wasn't in his face. Like, Randall was... All right, you know what? It's a body. Give Randall the body. Shout out to Randall for the body. Yeah, shout out to Randall for the body. 24 points, 9 boards, 5 assists for Randall. Barrett was the man today, though. He did it all. Double-double for Barrett. 28 points, 14 boards. I think was that a career high?
Okay, let me see something. Go to Randall's assists. How many assists did Randall have?
5.
Okay, I want to see something. I want to see, because sometimes I want to see if Randall is actually the cause of RJ's success. Like, because most of Randall's assists go to RJ.
Okay.
So usually when Randall's having a good game passing, Randall's having a good game offensively.
Okay.
I'm theorizing on that. I'm not sure that's completely true, but...
You're going to have to look into that.
I'm getting on that.
You're going to have to bring that next week.
I'm getting on that. It's very good to look at.
So, yeah, today, good win. We led most of the way. The Clippers fought back in the end, but we held it down. You know, those guys are always...
You told me something funny earlier. You were like, they're the West Coast us.
Yeah, bro, really think about it.
They're the West Coast us without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Yes. There you go. I was trying to say that. Because they have a good defense. Offense is kind of shaky. And they're pretty much right where we at. I think they're like the 10th. Let me see what seed is the Clippers. The Clippers are the...
8th in the West Conference.
Yep. 8th in the West, and we're 11th. But we have identical records. We're 23-24, they're 23-25. So, yeah, we were playing ourselves today to an extent.
So, we had the same record. We were the tiebreaker.
Exactly. Okay. So, there you go.
So, yeah, they were. Honestly, it was a good fight, I guess, for them.
And we actually hit our free throws too today, bad. Dude.
Yo, we started off hot. We went like 6 for 6.
16 of 19 from the free throw line, bro. We hit our free throws today. That's part of the reason we won. We didn't miss our free throws. Let me see RJ's free throws. Because he's usually, him and Randall are usually a problem from the free throw line.
Yo.
Ooh, wow. Only one miss. And it was Randall.
Okay. I'm going to say something so unexpected.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to agree with your brother.
About?
Keeping or leaving Mitch as a starter.
But then you don't, then, no, that's, then we're going back to the whole Miles Turner thing.
Yes.
But he got hurt. Something happened to Mitch because they took him out the game.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah. It's on the table.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Still on the table.
And Mitch was playing good, too.
No, he was dominating.
He had eight points, eight boards, and two assists before he left.
He's been bugging out, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, respectfully, he has been walling out.
And Noel held it down on the defensive end when he came in. 8 points, seven boards, three steals, bro.
He's Sly Cooper for a reason. I named him Sly Cooper for his...
Noel?
Yes. My man got octopus arms.
Bro, like... We gotta really think about giving, though. We can't just give him up. I know we've fantasy traded him a few times, bro, but the guy's pretty good on defense, man. Like, remember, wasn't he last year the only person in the NBA to average a steal and a block? Something like that? Something along those lines?
Yeah, he covered for Mitch the entire season.
Yeah, so like...
And brought us to the playoffs, pretty much.
I don't think we just give a guy up like that. Depending on the deal, of course. If you have to throw him in to get like a super, super star... I said super stupid. A super superstar? Then yeah, you throw him in, but you just don't give him up for like, you know, chips and dip. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
no, chips with no dip.
Not even chips and dip, bro. You gotta give me chips, dip, soda, and chicken. Yeah, bro.
What kind of chicken? Rotisserie?
Doesn't, as long as it's good. As long as you season it right. It can be fried, baked, rotisserie, grilled, whatever. But final score again, 110-102. Barrett and Randall carried us. We shot 42% from the field. 44%.
We had a Fournier sighting.
Yeah, 44% from three. I think Fournier had something to do with
that.
We
had a Fournier sighting today.
Yep. It was Fournier from three. 4 of 8.
Oh, that's a lot of damage.
Fournier said something very important at the end of the game, though.
What's that?
Well, it's not even important, man. It's, everyone knows this, but I'm going to just repeat it. Because it's kind of funny he said it. He said... Rebecca Harlow asked him, what do you guys need to do moving forward coming down this hard stretch? Because we should get into that later on because...
Oh, no, I already know, bro. We have the second most brutal schedule going forward.
Yeah.
I already know.
Jesus Christ. Listen, okay. He said, we have everything right. We just need to keep the consistency.
Yeah, execution. We've said it from day one.
He said, so I'm glad that they're aware of it. Okay, that kind of puts me at ease a little bit. But you got to fix it. You gotta fix it, man.
Yeah.
But, okay, nonetheless, it was a win. So, let's be happy right now. Oh, shit, the horn is doing the noise again.
Moving on to the Pelicans. That environment was kind of hostile.
Oh, God.
102-91 Pelicans.
And a lot of people, and even us, would tell you the score does not define the outcome of this game.
We got killed.
We got our ass whooped.
By a New York City kid. What was his name? Alvarado.
Alvarado.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. New York kid. He was the Catholic school player of the year, they said, I think. You gonna boo him? Got that shot at him out.
Yeah, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, boy, man.
Let's shout him out.
He's from New York, bro. I like it when New Yorkers make it, but that's just me.
Okay. I can get behind that. Him as a Pelican, not.
No, well, as a New Yorker, yeah, as a Pelican. Okay, I agree with that. But this game was bad, bro. We wasted Mitch's game, and we wasted RJ's game. Oh, actually, no, not really RJ's game, but we wasted Mitch's game.
So let's just clear the elephant in the room. Julius Randle had 4 points.
Well, he wasn't the only one. He had four. Fournier had six. Kemba had 5.
Oh, yeah, our big three.
Yeah.
Combined for what, 15?
Yep. And what's their shooting numbers? I got y'all right now. 4 for 22.
And not for nothing, Mitchell Robinson actually surprised me that game because...
One of 11 from three, my fault.
No, you're good. My fault. I thought you was finished.
No, go ahead. Mitch had 17, 15, and a block.
Yeah, and he was actually going against Valanciunas. And he's actually a pretty strong center.
He actually killed, too. Valanciunas has had 18, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Yeah, Valanciunas, he's a problem.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. But Mitch had a good game, man. He wasted his performance. The effort wasn't there. Nothing overall, worked out that game, dude. Yeah, like, you know, honestly.
Shooting's bad.
37%. 9 for 38 from 3. 23%. 66% from the free throw line.
That could go back to your coaching thing with Tibbs a little bit.
How you mean? How so?
Like would you say, like, at some point the game plan would have to change?
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, 9 and 3, like, you can only do so much prep talking to yourself.
We wasted Quentin Grimes' game, too. He had 13 points. And he's been playing pretty well lately, Quentin Grimes.
Yes.
I'm still waiting for him to take that starting spot. I still think it's going to happen.
And who would he?
Fournier. Off rip.
Yep.
I still think he's going to do that eventually.
I agree.
But this game was terrible, bro. The fans were going in.
Oh, yeah. There was... There was chanting Obi when Randall was at the free throw line.
Yeah. Not cool, fans. I understand. I get it.
They pulled the DSJ. But
not cool, man.
They pulled the DSJ.
We don't want to bring the morale down, y'all. That's the last thing we want to do.
We get you're frustrated. But at this point, I think it's becoming a troll.
It
is. A little bit. You hear what Hart said about it?
Yeah, bro. Like, he said, like...
They were
against us, but they weren't for them.
Yeah, they weren't.
So we felt like we had an advantage. Like, yeah, that's crazy, bro. Like, we're the garden, bro. Like, we're supposed to be...
So they definitely weren't for us, but they weren't for them either.
That's not good. Come on, garden. We better. I'm not saying don't be frustrated, but we got to support our troops, man.
Not to sound like a dick or anything, but how can you be a neutral crowd?
It's hard, bro. I understand. That's what I'm saying. Like, try. At least try. Like, don't... You know what it is?
I would have hopped in it, bro.
You know why? You know, here's my advice to fans.
Go ahead, bro.
Don't boo the individual player, no matter how bad he's playing.
Boo the
whole team. Yes.
Okay. That's good.
That makes it fair, dude.
Okay. That's good.
Because, like... Like we said, the thumbs down thing Randall did, no big deal. We said that like 2-3 shows ago. But still, like, if you boot the team as a whole, because you win together, you lose together, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
No matter, because, bro, like, not to use Kobe as an example, but Kobe's 81 points would have meant less if they lost. But he gets love because they won, you know what I mean? So... You win together, you lose together. You gotta... I don't know where I was going with that. I kind of got lost. Be honest with you.
Yeah, he's feeling it.
Yeah, I kind of got lost.
Yeah, he was getting... Yeah.
But we gotta, like...
I'm liking it.
You gotta boo the whole team. Don't single somebody out. Now, if you trade somebody, they make their return, then you single them out. There you go. Then you let them know what time it is.
Yeah. But, okay... It's like you're telling people to turn the right cheek, though.
To an extent. Not fully. I'm not saying don't venture frustration.
Because Randall did thumbs down the garden. You know, that's a pretty big deal, bro.
Remember, not really, bro. Remember, it would have been a bigger deal if he was 2 fingers further.
That's true. But, like, you're kind of like, you know, it's the garden. You don't boo the garden, bro. What's wrong with you?
He didn't boo the garden. He booed the fans. That's not the garden. It's the people in the gardens. I'm serious. I'm just saying.
I don't know, man. He booed the Mecca.
Bro, we booed him. Bro, we booed him mad times, bro. He booed us once. It's no big deal. So he basically said, boo you!
Boo this man!
You don't boo me. I boo.
Listen,
him.
He's going to get criticism for that, bro. He's the leader, man.
Well, like, I didn't say you could criticize it. That's fine.
He's the leader, man. You can't be doing that.
It could have been worse, bro.
This
was no big deal.
But it happened.
So what? And look where we are now. We won a game. You know? We won a game.
It's very true.
Again, great. Final score for the Pelicans game. Hold up. I'm sorry. I kind of got caught up. 102-91 Pelicans.
Trust me. The Randall train doesn't stop. I think the episode, this episode title should be Randall.
Nah.
Or 30. 30 for 30.
30 for 30.
Because Julius Randle is 30.
True. Okay, that's actually pretty clever. Okay, I like that. Which brings us to... you know what's crazy? I'm not mad at this loss against the Timberwolves because so many good things happened in this game. Final score, Timberwolves 112, Knicks 110, by the way.
That was a very fun game to watch.
So many good... We did so much good in that game. We just didn't close it out.
It's foul problems, man.
Foul. First of all, they messed up three calls on our behalf.
Yeah, man. Like, what's up with that?
The biggest one of note was RJ Barrett at the end. He had that steal.
Him, right?
No, he had the on the inbounds pass. He tipped it and almost had the steal. And I think it was D'Lo Russell shoved him and got the ball. Which should have been a foul call. The ref was standing right there. Staring at D'Lo Russell push RJ Barrett. The other two calls I don't recall, but I saw in the media there were two other missed calls. But that one was blatant.
Like, altogether, it was, I think, three missed calls in the last 50 seconds, something like that.
I don't know if it was the last 50 seconds. I think it was over on the game, fourth quarter, maybe. I have to go back and look at those other two. But that one, the ref was right there, bro.
It's giving me like...
He was literally staring RJ Barrett in the eyes.
Right, in the eye. Both eyes are just one.
Both, bro. How do you stare at somebody getting fouled and you're not even 5 feet away?
And no whistle.
And there's no whistle, bro. Come on, man. Like,
you think he was scared to call it?
I don't know, bro. I don't know what to think about that. He was right there.
Oh my god, this is the game Mitchell Robinson fouled out, right?
I believe so.
Mitch and Taj, I think. That's why Randall was on.
I'll tell you.
Oh, that was the other one. That was the other foul. When Towns got the and one, apparently he used his elbow to hook Randall.
Yeah, you're right.
And he got the and one.
Yeah, bro, like so much went bad. I mean, that's... Bro, so much good happened, but the bads that happened... Just took the game away.
Hey, yo, refs. You kind of ran out there a little fast.
Fournier killed in it was the third quarter, right? Fournier killed?
Yeah, Fournier was lining up, my boy.
Fournier 5-3.
He's going
threes.
Crazy, man. This game was nuts. It, sad the way it ended.
Fournier was 5 of 10 from 3, 27 points.
Look, in my heart.
4 boards, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Shout out to Fournier for that.
Yes. In my heart, I can consider us 2-1. Like, I could kind of take that loss with the Minnesota.
Nah, I don't do moral victories, bro. I'm not going to be angry about this one. We can be angry. Fans, be angry about the Pelicans
loss. The Pelicans game. Pelicans
you could feel free to be angry about that one. This one, not so much. Like, yes, it's frustrating we lost. But like I said, the ball movement was good. Fournier contributed, hit his shots, and did... Played a pretty good all-around game.
And whoa. Shout out to my boy, Killer Cam Reddish. He got his first points today.
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that against the Clippers. Sorry about that. He had a backtrack to that. He had a nice reverse layup.
He had a reverse layup. He hit him with an in and out reverse. Ooh.
Sorry about that, Cam. Shout out to Killer Cam Reddish.
Okay,
dude.
Wait.
But back to this Timberwolves game.
Damn. I want to talk about Cam.
We'll get back to that after the game.
We'll
get back to Cam after the game. We got to finish. It's the last game anyway.
Go ahead.
Oh, Barrett played another good game. 17 points, 6 boards, 2 assists.
Did we hit our free throws?
Yes, but we missed 9. 24.
We lost by 2.
Because they missed free throws too. We missed 9. They missed 9. They were 29 of 38. We were 24 of 33.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why you need to hit your free throws. Imagine they hit
3 free throws.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
We turned the ball over more than they did. Points in the paint was pretty even, surprisingly. I thought they would have killed us in the paint.
I'm proud of Mitch because he actually went up against a.
Yeah, he usually doesn't
a formidable foe.
He usually doesn't have big numbers against guys on the level of Carl Anthony Towns. Like, he'll play good defense, but he won't have big numbers. In this game, he had big numbers.
Yo, bro, did you know Carl Anthony
Towns? Actually, no, he didn't. I'm wrong. He only had 8 points and 6 boards.
Yeah, Robinson actually... Oh, shit.
Yeah, whoops. I gotta take that back. Sorry, y'all. My mistake.
Say goodnight, and he fouled out?
Yeah. I was thinking about the other game. That's why I said he did good.
My You know what it is? Because Robinson's been doing so good.
Yeah, like consecutively. So, so I kind of thought.
Got comfortable a little bit. Ah, boo.
It happens. It's all good. Kemba had 19 points, too. He hit some big baskets in the end.
Yeah.
Kemba has a knack.
A nick?
Yeah,
a knack.
Yeah, my fault. Kemba has a knack for hitting big buckets, bro, and at the right time. Him and Burks, actually.
This is dependable.
Yeah. Think Kemba's going to take that title from Burke? Nah.
Nah.
You can be Mr. Dependable, too.
Not even.
You got to earn that. You got
to
earn that.
He has to play first.
Yeah.
No shots taken. My fault, Kemba.
But to sum this game up, the refs took this from us. We could have won. It was very winnable.
I'm getting Lauren Holtkamp energy.
We should have won all three games this week. Unfortunately, we didn't. You know, hopefully this game against the Clippers is a stepping stone to some further momentum.
Yeah, the Pelicans game was a doozy, bro.
Because our schedule is going to be crazy coming up, and we're going to need wins.
Like, extremely crazy. I'm talking, like, most of the Western Conference crazy.
Yeah, so now that we wrapped up those games, go ahead, Cam Reddish. Let's talk about Cam.
Okay, so where do you see him fitting the most on this team?
I think he should eventually start at the wing. They're not going to do it now, obviously, because like Coach Tibbs said, he obviously wants him to earn his minutes. So
he's going
to
go through the grind phase, pretty much.
I guess so. And if he plays defense like I know Cam Reddish can, he'll get those minutes because Tibbs likes defenders. And if you can defend, you will get minutes. And Cam Reddish can defend. I'm not going to say he's an elite defender, but he can defend.
Okay, he can defend, correct? Okay, so where does this leave your boy McBride?
leaves him out the rotation for now, unfortunately. Like, I personally would like him to start.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we did a little mock trade. Let's bring that up a little bit.
You didn't post it.
I didn't post it. I'm a bastard for that. I'm sorry.
You didn't post it. You were supposed to put that on the story.
I did.
You know what?
I'll put it on the story tomorrow morning.
We'll put it right now while I'm talking about it. All right,
yeah, let's do that.
You know what? Do that. So, yeah, I made a little mock trade. I'm trying to find it. I'm so sorry, y'all.
Send it to me.
All right, there we go. Okay, yeah, I sent it to you. That's right. I made a mock trade for Ben Simmons, where the Knicks give up Julius Randle, Alec Burks, Deuce McBride, 2023 first, a 2024 first, and a 2022 second.
And did the trade go through?
It did not, but only because we can't trade Julius Randle's contract till February. But the salaries match, and it would go through if I did it on that day.
Ooh. Oh, wait a minute.
So
you're talking about getting rid of Julius Randle.
Well, like I said, it's a mock trade. And I said if we are gonna go that direction, the only way I'm trading Julius Randle is if it's for Ben Simmons. It's the only way I'm trading him.
Only?
It's the only way.
Like only.
As of now, yes. We never know who might be available, you know, in a month or so. So for now, that's the only way I'm trading Randle.
Okay, so that kind of leads me into this one little thing.
Oh, gee, I wonder where we're going.
Is it just me? Or?
That was rhetorical. I knew where we were going.
Yeah, man. Let's do this, man. Just one more time.
Is it just me or I haven't did This Week in Knicks History in a while? Yeah.
That's a fact.
I'll do one next week, y'all. Promise.
Yo, the people.
Yeah, I'll do one for next week, y'all. Promise, y'all.
Slap on the wrist.
But go ahead.
I forgive you.
Shoot.
Is it just me? Or did we jump the gun on signing Randle?
Absolutely not.
And let me put some context to that so people can understand the question a little bit more. Pretty much. Before we signed Julius Randle, when he had that All-Star year, he was about, correct me if I'm wrong, he was a year away before his contract is over and then he becomes free agent.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes. I don't know if he was restricted.
He had 2 years and another option year, so that would have been a 3-year contract, yes.
Yes.
So this year would have been
his last.
Yes.
So do you think with his performance now, do you think we should have just let him play his contract out and then see where we would go with him after?
Absolutely not. I think we made the right move. He actually did us a favor by signing the contract he signed. He took a pay cut so we could be more flexible.
Would you kind of say that's like low confidence?
Maybe. I remember Pops Anonymous. Your pops said that once.
He did.
He
does not like Randall.
I did not think that at first. I still don't. I still don't. But that's something to think about. You know what I mean? Maybe he didn't believe that this year he would have repeated his performance to get the money he wanted. So he took the 100 mil. And that's good for us, the way I see it.
He's still tradable, right?
Like, exactly. That's a tradable contract, bro. He has value. It's not like he doesn't have value.
Yeah, he's not the worst player in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he'd be, bro, as we said, he's not a number one option. He'd be a good two or three option for, let's say, for Philly. Since I did a mock trade for Ben Simmons, he'd be great next to Joel Embiid.
He wouldn't have to do as much.
Exactly. You take away responsibility from him. He could play his game would be a little easier. That's what I've been saying for the longest. In order for Julius Randle to be effective, you have to take some responsibility away from him. Let him get garbage baskets because he's a good rebounder.
And he's a tough scrapper in the paint.
Exactly. Like, he could. Julius Randle could be such an efficient player if he didn't force it so much. He doesn't realize that. At least that's how I see him.
Or it could be coaching.
I don't think so. Thibodeau's a good coach. Thibodeau's a real good coach. He's stubborn with his rotations, but he's a good coach.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't say he's a bad coach. He has his negatives, but every coach has their negatives. You know, some coaches are good at offense, some are good at defense. Some are great at both.
I think Tibbs is learning how to be both. Because we do have a lot of offensive guys on our team.
I agree to that. Johnny Bryant's an offensive guy.
I think he's learning just as much as the young guys are, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
They're probably teaching him a few things.
Again, bro, we're still a rebuilding team. But as far as Randall goes, I do not think we jumped the gun. He did us a favor with that contract. It makes it more flexible should we want to move it. And it gives us the options to bring more players on board should we not trade him and make other trades. So we can surround him with the talent that could bring the best out of him. So,
very well said, Steven.
I still think Randall's a good piece. He's just having a funk. He's just, as we've said many times, he's just not the number one. Just like the rest of the team, he and the rest of the team overachieved last season. You know what I think, too? They threw this out there.
Say it with your chest.
Okay. It's not that serious, but okay.
Nah, it kind of sounded serious a little bit. I thought something serious was on your mind.
It is. Okay, though. I mean, it is serious, but it's not like, earth-shattering shit, remember at one point people were saying that Randall had a great season last year because there was no crowd, and then when the crowd came come playoff time, his game kind of went south.
Yes,
maybe there's something to that.
Maybe he can't handle the pressure. It's kind of hard to play when your own crowd's booing you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to say he can't handle the pressure. He's an NBA player. All professional NBA players can handle the pressure. Like, some handle it more than others, so that's there. But maybe there's something to that narrative. They got comfortable playing on in empty gyms, with small crowds. They kind of heard the game better, saw the game better.
It's almost like texting a risky text instead of saying it in person.
How do you mean?
Like, I feel like my generation can kind of relate to that.
I know what you mean, but how does that relate to this is what I'm asking.
Oh, like it's like, when no one's there to criticize you, yelling at you, you kind of feel comfortable.
So you're just gonna send the text. Okay, I got you. So you're just gonna send it. Fuck that. I'm sending this shit.
Yeah, where it goes. And then but you wouldn't say it to her in person. Like, you'd kind of like shy away from it. And I'm saying you, but like,
oh, I would
I'm
say.
Sure you got game, Steven. I got you, bro. Don't worry, bro.
I got the greatest game in the world, but I'm okay.
What's up, bro? I respect it. But yeah, I feel like that's how it correlates a little bit.
Okay, understood. I was kind of lost at first, but I get it. Yeah.
That's a new gen thing. Hopefully my people can
relate to that. So with no crowd, Julius Randle sent the text, but now he's like, I don't know, man. Yeah, everybody's watching me.
Yeah.
That's good analogy. I like that. I won't say yeah or no, but who knows? There might be some to that.
Something's going on.
No. Is it just you? What do you think? How about that? I said what I think. What do you think? I think it's just you. I don't think we jumped the gun with that.
He's confusing.
Oh wait, man. One more thing before you say something. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good, bro. Let it go.
I'm so sorry because I forgot to say this, but
let
bro,
it go.
Let's say we did an extendum, and he repeated the performance for the performance from last year. You know how much we would have had to pay him?
Yeah, we would have been tight,
bro. We would have had to $200 million pay him
max
if he repeated this performance.
Max.
Even if the performance slightly went down a little. If he went from 21 to 20 and 10-9 and from 40 to 38, yeah, he would have still commanded over $200 million. So we got him good. We got him for
it's
now.
Just unfortunately, he's not repeating.
Yeah, but I just wanted to get that point across. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Bro. It's confusing. I can't even answer that question, man. I'm not going to lie because we saw what we saw. He had an all-star performance. So we were like, okay.
Here's the money.
This looks good. This looks like a valuable piece. He could still be. But now it's like...
But that's the whole team.
It's like a balloon deflating. It's farting. That was a terrible balloon noise.
Yeah, that was, bro. That's not even a balloon. Don't even make that, bro. What the hell was that?
That was a terrible try. I'm sorry.
It's okay, bro. But go ahead. Make the point.
The point is, man, I don't know. I think we should just tough this one out, man. I don't know. I think we should just... We've been riding with him so far. I mean, it could be worse. We could be like Detroit. We could be 9-50.
Yeah, bro. Like, this whole rock bottom thing got me, dude. Like, we're not rock bottom. Have y'all forgotten where we've been?
And it's not over. Who knows? Maybe Randall's saying the East is too easy, so I'm losing on purpose. So when I get to the West, I could beat their ass. I don't know, man. I don't know. Who knows what's going on, bro?
And remember, the season's not over yet. And the trade deadline's right around the corner, so a lot of interesting stuff can happen.
Listen, all we need to do is beat the Lakers. That's it. And we won.
Beat the Clippers.
That's it, yeah. Oh, we need the other side. We need the other half of the stadium.
And LeBron better play. We'll dodge us again.
Oh, that's direct?
Yeah.
Say one more time.
Talking to you, brother.
Yeah. Talking to you, brother. Coming to New York.
Anyway, I guess that wraps up the show. Well, you can boo LeBron. Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah. But I guess that wraps up today's show.
Dab it up.
Yeah.
You already know.
Tomorrow, big game. And I say it's a big game because...
Or today.
No, tomorrow.
Today. Well,
yeah.
Because they're listening.
Okay, it's Sunday today. Y'all listening today on Monday. So today is a big game.
Facts.
We got the Cavs. Why is it a big game? The Cavs, as I've said many times this year as well... The Cavs are the us. Where we were last year, they're the us of this year. So yes. This is a test for us. We beat the Clippers. If we can beat the Cavs, we gain some momentum again. We lost momentum with the 3-game losing streak last week. We could gain some with this Cavs win. And
we're playing away, so we play better away.
Yeah, for some reason. What's up with that, man? Like...
I don't want to. I don't want to go to the next game anymore. I don't want to see a 30 blowout.
So yeah, this week we got the Cavs. Oh my god, this is gonna be a hard week, dude. We got the Cavs.
I have no idea.
The Heat and the champs, the Bucks. Ooh.
Bro, keep going. Don't stop there.
No, that's just for this week.
No, just go one more.
All right, one more week.
Just go one more.
Sacramento Kings, the Grizzlies, the Lakers. Whoa. So those 6 games gonna be crazy. We gotta at least go 3. We gotta at least win 3.
Wait till you get to the third week.
I already know, dude. I told y'all the schedule's gonna be brutal.
Wait till you get to the third week.
Yo.
Bro, you know what this reminds me of? Have you ever played Mortal Kombat?
Of course I've played Mortal Kombat.
Do you know the ladder matches?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like our ladder match. All right, we're in the gauntlet right now.
Bro, like we have to win at least in these next 2 weeks, we have to win at least 3 games. 3 out of 6. We have to, dude.
Because if we keep losing, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, we're gonna go straight to the lotto.
Chill, I wouldn't mind a fifth pick.
Well, that depends on where we finish.
I don't. We can't go. We can't go lower than 11 and 12. Actually, we are 11.
I believe so. Right now, yeah.
So how many teams are in the East? 13.
15, I believe. I think there's 30 teams in the NBA.
Oh yeah, okay. 32 so 15. Teams, something like that. So yeah, I don't think we'll go lower than 14 or 15.
Ah, boy.
I think that's impossible.
Let's just see how this week goes. Best of luck to the squad. We believe in you. Go Knicks.
Let's go Knicks.